Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Into center field, coming on Jake Myers. Astros win 4-3, taking 2 out of 3 in this series from Kansas City. They had to fight from down in this game, 2-0 and 3-1. Blummer, that's a nice series win.
That is. You need that, man. Heading into a four-game set with the Rangers this weekend. We probably have not gotten appropriately. Man, we probably should have done a 5 Reasons I Hate You for the Rangers today. With the Rangers series, but this schedule, man, this NFL schedule coming out just so overshadows a lot of things. But, man, we got a 4-game Rangers series coming up here.
That's right.
Starting tonight, man, with Hunter Brown on the hill.
Some things are coming back into focus, even though the Astros are beleaguered of and the pitching staff, both with injuries and performance right now. At the very least, Fromber has looked way more like himself. Hunter Brown is still Hunter Brown. That's who you get. The injuries will play itself out. But last night, I thought you got a promising first performance out of Colton Gordon. There's some stuff to get excited about there. The kid's aggressive, man.
You were cool with his performance last night. I was too. I mean, we've seen guys get called up from Sugarland before, and the game's over in the second inning. It wasn't great. It was very trafficy. He did have a clean inning at one point. He put some guys on base, gave up a home run, whatever. There's something there with him, and fortunately he did it. He gave up the 3 runs in 4 innings and change last night on a night where he can hand the baton to the bullpen, and the bullpen was outstanding last night. All 4 guys, Sean Dubin, Caleb Ort, Brian King, and Josh Hader, all great last night.
Well, yeah, and by the way, Taylor Scott designated for assignment.
You should have mentioned that. You're
yesterday
right.
as well.
Yeah.
So,
R.I.P.
At the very least, as he's unemployed out there in America, he is a... an American citizen.
Yeah.
Got naturalized right before the season. Really.
Yep. We can't take that away from him. Can we? I don't think we can.
Taylor Scott, they got some good stuff out of him. And the relievers have been the rock stars of this team from day one until now in a lot of ways. The starting pitching has been very, very good for them, except that we've seen the hiccups here. So once they get out of this stretch where they have to go with a 6-man rotation, then I don't know. Hopefully that's just everything settles down a little bit. If Spencer Arrighetti's rehab goes as planned, I'm still very optimistic about Spencer Arrighetti.
The pitching matchups are kind of fun. It's Hunter Brown and Jacob deGrom tonight. That's a heavyweight fight. And then at least listed on ESPN for Friday is Lance McCullers against Nathan Uvalde.
Boy, I managed to bring, I think that's why I didn't talk too much about the starting pitching and all the issues they face right now. Lance McCullers is the offensive line of the Houston Texans right now. I feel like everybody is dreading the worst, and they don't know exactly how it's necessarily going to get any better. But that's who's going to roll out there. So you just gotta hope that Lance somehow figures out a way to get it done. Damn it!
You think about his last three appearances as a major leaguer. Last three, he's only had two this year, but his last three appearances, gave up 7 runs in a third of an inning in his last outing. Mm-hmm. Was 3 2/3 shutout innings, but was all over the place. Like it was 3 2/3 shut, but it was trafficy. The balls and strikes, the balls were wild. Like they were like they weren't like nibbling on the plate. They were like, you know, Yiner Diaz having to jump out of the catcher's box. His outing before that as a major leaguer was game 3 of the World Series where he gave up 5 home runs.
Just, I know. Sean, if you think about where the Astros are right now in this stretch of 17 straight games, and you have to go to a 6-man rotation. three of the pitchers between McCullers, Gusto, and Gordon pitched about the same number of innings as one of your starting pitchers.
Right.
When Fromber goes 8. So it's almost like, yes, it's a 6-man rotation, but in a lot of ways it's kind of like a 4-man rotation.
Yeah.
They have for this 17 game stretch.
Well,
at least they can spread it out over the days.
The margin for, I think the overall point, the overall takeaway from that is your margin for error is very thin. Thank God Ronel Blanco gave you 8 innings a few games ago. Thank God Fromber Valdez gave you 8 innings the other night to keep you in that game and allow you to get the walk-off by Paredes. They need that from Hunter Brown tonight, especially going against Jacob DeGrom. I'm guessing it's not going to look great. I know you've been taken up for the offense more than I have. I'm not anticipating a big game out of the Astros offense tonight.
I have. Look, at the very least, I don't know. I feel like you're giving zero credit to the fact that over the course of the last week, at least, they've been a good offense. They've scored a lot of runs, but more than anything, like they've showed more power. In the AL, in the last 7 days, the Astros are 3rd in OPS. Mm-hmm. In the last 15 days, they're 6th, so they're a little bit above average in the AL. Yeah, but in the last 30 days, they're 2nd in batting average. Yep. They're 7th in runs.
Yeah.
Like they're not. They've improved vastly over what they were at the beginning. It's not a finished product, or you hope exactly what they'll be, but they've shown a lot of improvement.
The numbers are better. I can't deny that. Like those are numbers. That's data. I can't argue that. This is the thing, and this is where I'm a little disappointed. And I don't want him to walk in the door right now because we're in the middle of a segment. This is where I'm a little disappointed that Stat Nerd Seth has not shown up in the chat yet. Because this is what I want to know. This is what I'm feeling when I watch them right now is, the runs are, they're scoring more runs. The OPS is better. I feel like it's a lot of scrape together type stuff. It's not a lot of hard hit contact. Not the normal amount that you would have for a team with an 851 OPS, that kind of thing.
Well, their judgment at the plate has been better this year, and that's part of it because it's on base plus slugging. But the slugging hasn't been as good, but in the last 15 days, they're fifth in the AL in slugging. So I'm not being stat nerdy about it. I'm just wanting
to recognize
they've scored now.
Listen to me. Stat Nerd Seth would be bringing up the expected batting average and the ex WOBA and whatnot. That's who I'm waiting for.
I'm not going to do that. They don't need to be, as we've seen, when the Astros have been the best offense in baseball and hitting for power like nobody else in the history of baseball, they didn't win a World Series that year. This team right now, if a couple of guys on the pitching staff can get it together, is a team that can ride their pitching to a lot of success. And it's not going to be as magnificent as the old days of the Astros.
Yeah.
But this is also a league that's changed a little bit, and small ball matters a little bit more than it used to.
And it's not a great American League either. Like even if you're not hitting, nobody's separating from the pack right now. You know, you made it through a spell without Yordan Alvarez. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to deny the numbers are the numbers. I'm just saying, like, there isn't a lot about the way they're coming about these numbers that make me feel like they're just going to keep having an OPS in the high 700s.
Okay, the Stat Nerd Seth might say something about, okay, how are they with runners on base, and they've been abysmal. They're the worst team in the league when the bases are loaded.
Yeah.
So it's one of two things. Stat Nerd Seth would say, well, these things tend to balance out, regression to the mean and what have you.
Yeah.
old school baseball scouts might say, these guys just don't have the it factor. They crumble in the clutch. Yeah. They just don't have what it takes when they're at the plate and there's money to be won. So it's one of those two. It's either going to balance out and they're going to start hitting with runners on base, or yes, they just genuinely lack the clutch factor.
I just don't think they hit the ball very hard. Like, that's my thing. Like,
they don't.
It's, yeah.
But
I just don't think they hit. That's, I guess, if I'm just trying to drill down to where I diverge in the woods from you on here. And don't get me wrong, I hope they have soft.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hitting 851 OPSs for the rest of the year. I'm rooting for them to keep scoring runs. It's just when they put that lineup out there every day, whatever they're doing the last 7 days still doesn't, or 15 days or whatever it is, still doesn't resonate with me. I just look at that lineup. I'm like, this is not a scary lineup at all yeah. Right now. That's all. You're more optimistic than I am about them.
It's not even as optimistic. It's just like, okay, at the very least, and it's a very small sample size.
They're making things happen.
I've been way more pleased in a lot of regards over the last couple of weeks than I was at any point during the first part of the season.
Yeah, I'm definitely pleased. I just don't feel like, I don't know how real it is. I guess that's where I'm at with it. I don't know how real these last couple of weeks are. We'll see.
Let's see. Okay, you want the StatCast stuff with the ex-WOBA and stuff?
I'm just curious, like, how hard they're hitting the ball. Like, I feel like a lot of these runs they're getting are seeing eye ground balls and, a lot of errors involved and things like that.
It's just... Expected slugging.
Yeah.
We'll say expected slugging.
They are
eighth in the league for the season in expected
slugging.
For the
season?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And maybe, and that includes maybe some of the outs that they're getting. There's some hard hit, bad luck going on. Okay. All right. I'll back off.
Ex-Wobicon, gold standard of acronyms that I don't understand,
right. But
it's supposed to be really a big deal.
Give it to me.
Eighth in the league.
All right.
And ex-Wobicon. I think it's expected weighted on base average on contact.
Yes! I believe
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Stat nerds back me up on that.
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as the expected slugging goes, yeah, they've been perhaps they've been succumbed to a little bit of bad luck.
I'll back off. They don't hit many home runs. I think we can agree on that. Like that part, like the actual power has been not great.
Okay, hard hit percentage.
Yeah.
Third in the league.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, wait. Nope. I got that inverted because that didn't make any sense at all. I had to double check that. They're third last in the league in hard hit percentage.
Okay, so where are they in ex-Wobicon?
What the hell? Yeah.
Are they eighth?
Let me check. Wait. They're...
I told you not to do this.
Oh, yeah, I think I was wrong. No. Yeah, they're eighth.
They are? Okay. But they're third in hard hit percent.
I don't know if a high number is good or bad. I'm pretty sure it's good. So they're eighth from last.
But you said
they're eighth from last.
Okay, Chandler.
I'm never doing advanced stats again.
I told
you're
you
the one
to.
That did this.
No,
you
no,
did
no.
this.
No,
screw you told
you.
Me to go to
screw
baseball
you.
Savant.
I did not. Ben, rewind the audio. I said I don't want Stat Nerd Seth to show up during the segment.
That was reverse psychology.
That's how I wound up at the wrong end of the rankings.
You know my expected reverse psychology success rate is the best in the league. Or the worst. I don't know which is good and which is bad.
I told you not to do this. I told you.
But you knew that I would.
I know.
You baited me.
And thus it's on
me. You baited me. You said, yeah, you don't want to do that.
The upshot.
No, okay, everything you're saying is correct. They suck.
They just don't hit the ball hard. That's all. Like that's my point. Like I'm not trying to debate. The stats are the stats. I'm just saying they do it in a way that they're very lucky right now.
I just wanted to look up over the last 2 weeks, and I can't figure out on Baseball Savant how to look up over the last
couple
weeks.
Don't.
Are you telling me to do it or not?
I'm telling you.
I don't
not
know.
To do it. Oh my God.
Everybody, if you disregard anything I said positive about the Astros over the past
it's
15
minutes. It's the
bottom
minutes. Eight and the bottom three. Okay, and I feel better about my take now that you look that up. If you want to know the truth.
I like that you still take it with any credibility when I say something that, you know, you might not realize.
Dude, I have
it,
so much faith in
though,
you, man.
Even though I haven't read anything that would suggest any of that. Usually I let Chandler Rome and the other smart people kind of give me the advanced stats.
And this,
when I go to look it up on my own, I'm a mess.
This was the ultimate test in trust for me to you because I'm like, wow, nothing he's saying matches the eye test. Nothing.
But in the last.
How bad is the rest of baseball if they're eighth in expected slugging? They pop up every time. What are
we
doing?
They are soft hit specialists. Even when things are going well, they're just dinking and dunking
their
way.
That's my
point. They're banking on bad fielding from everybody else.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
But I'll tell you what, Sean, if I figure out a way to look up the last 2 weeks instead of the entire season,
it's on.
You just wait.
That's a tease.
That's what I'm
going to
do the entire next segment.
Oh, my God. I love this. I love this so much. Here is Joe Espada on Jeremy Peña. Jeremy Peña, I think the numbers that none of us can screw up. Jeremy Peña batting leadoff has been, don't look it up, has been amazing. Here is Joe Espada.
Telling me to look it up or not?
Go look it up. Jeremy Peña, awesome at leadoff, according to Joe Espada.
He is really being something more than what I expected. You know, I knew that he's got the potential to be a really exciting all-around player, but right now what he's doing, it's incredible. He's not backing down from the moment. He's getting pitches to hit, and he's not missing them. You know, the double, that pitch was in. It was off the plate. And he just keeps carrying barrel on the ball. The job he's doing is outstanding.
Yeah, he's been great. Are you looking at the text page?
No.
Sean is advanced stats grooming Seth.
As far as Peña. When you go to the conventional stats, yeah. Peña in the last 30 days, he's been really good.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at in the AL, we talked earlier about whether or not he's entering the All-Star chat. I think defensively, he's been playing great all year long. As far as the conventional stats, in the AL amongst shortstops and a lot of them, he's anywhere between second and fourth in a lot of categories. You go into the last 30 days and he's in the top one or two in a lot of them. He's been first in OPS in the last 30 days, and much of that coincides with him at the leadoff role. So, yeah, if he keeps playing like this, he's 100% in the conversation for All-Star
shortstop. As he should be. And that feels real. Now, if we're going to, like, as a team, we know how I feel about the numbers. Like, they feel a little phony just because they don't hit the ball very. Jeremy Peña's remade himself as a hitter this year. Like, he leads the team in home runs. He's driving in runs. He's hitting the ball hard. And the thing about Jeremy Peña is that when he doesn't hit the ball hard, if he gets the ball on the ground, he's a threat to beat it out at first base. You know,
that article that came out about Bregman about how much the Red Sox hitting coaches have helped Alex Bregman, and he very much credits them with spotting some little flaws. If you want to counterbalance it a little bit and stick up for the Astros coaching, you've got to hope that Jeremy Peña continues to play the way he has been, because it was a lot of actual changes he made, eliminating the movement in his process, both offensively and defensively, that have yielded these results. So,
text message.
I'm not going to go to Baseball Savant for it, though.
Text message. We'll just believe it. Y'all quit fighting. I'm having flashbacks to my parents' divorce, and I feel like I gotta clean the house in hopes that they quit fighting. LOL.
Oh,
that was your defense mechanism, was cleaning
you
the house.
Clean the house, maybe you reduce the stress a little bit for your parents.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna call your parents up and yell at them right now.
I gotta call my kids and see if they
not
start
your parents,
cleaning
the house.
Oh, that's that is.
Did it work? Ask that. Yeah, text back in if that worked or not. Did you feel like you noticed a difference when you cleaned the house,
or did it at least make you feel better? sometimes that's a survival mechanism. Just, yeah,
you know what? It is true. In any kind of situation, when you find yourself feeling helpless or depressed or anything, just do something.
Yeah,
Teddy Roosevelt, who kind of veered on the bipolar side of things. Probably, you know, wasn't diagnosed back in the day. His whole thing was get action.
Yeah.
Get action.
Yeah.
Just if you just get moving and you'll start feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the exact right thing. Either clean the house or run away.
Yep.
One of those two things. If you're,
but don't just sit there. Do something. Teddy Roosevelt.
Have a baby. Yeah. Relationship is struggling. Knock her up.
Have a
that
baby.
That fixes everything.
Have a baby and then show your parents how to parent. Like, here.
Yeah.
This is how you do it. All right.
That's so on Baseball Savant right here. I'm looking at it. It's listed as one of the top things that can save a marriage
is to have
a baby. Not sure whether you should. Hey, you having trouble in your relationship? You're not married yet? Get married. That'll fix it. He'll clean his act up once he's got a ring on your finger. Yeah.
Wade Smith just texted us, and it's just a bunch of laughing emojis right now. That's all this whole segment was. Oh, my God. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, maybe the one non-quarterback in the NFL whose contract extension made me say, oh, bleep, really? Oh, no. It happened yesterday. We'll tell you who it is. Coming
up. Everybody stick around for my live read after Sean. I'm going to get his ass.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.